yes, the shredded trove of alien documents, which I promised to reveal, they may have to wait until a future iteration of the Ask Dr. Hal show live on radio on listener-confounded Radio Valencia.fm.
Home of the belly laugh.
Side-splitting wheezes of delight. The time is 1 o'clock a.m.
I'll say.
It's 1 o'clock. And what's it to you? What that means is we're already 1 hour advanced into Saturday. Make sure it's not a sad Saturday for you.
Oh yeah, Judy Davis was Liam Neeson's wife in...
Husbands and Wives?
I think, maybe, yeah.
What an incredible movie that was. I thought that was a masterpiece.
Yeah,
people who hate Woody Allen have to answer to the fact that he made some really good ones.
Oh, yeah, like most of his life was spent making great art. He kind of, you know, slogged it a bit in the last days, but, you know, what expects, you know.
He still had some outstanding ones.
Oh, yeah, no, he had a run, man.
He's still in the business. Chameleons video is about to be released on YouTube. A band is playing this song while parts of Chameleons are reprised, and it shows a lot of stuff, some of the animation and everything. It's not released yet, but I've been able to watch it on a private storage site. But pretty soon it will be released, and I think you'll be amused at its existence.
A full physical release.
Yes, on YouTube. I can send you information about it.
Good department.
I'm getting ready to do the monthly show on the 17th, but that'll be largely a re-edit of our X-Day show with the additional added material of the link we had to Prague and the European subgeniuses. Also, such characters as Stang, Onan, Philo, and others all make an appearance.
Yeah.
So why the hell not? I mean, what are we doing here anyway? Sure, certainly. Remember, we're not evangelizing. We don't want to convert people to being subgeniuses. We want people who are already subgeniuses.
Right.
And only them.
You have to show your laminate at the gate.
Lamination?
Yeah.
The new miracle of the screen.
It actually encases you in the picture.
Can't get out.
Oh, trying to get a bite of popcorn? Well, with our plastic coating that is impenetrable.
Your teeth will bounce off. It's corn candy goodness. Making your popcorn last through motion picture after motion picture.
Wow, even on a double feature.
The worst case of Papa's cornicus I've ever seen, nurse. No one will be admitted during the middle of the picture.
ghost that dripped blood on the audience? What was that movie?
Emergo. That was the name of the procedure. The ghost flies out on a wire over the audience at one
point. Yeah, like ghosts drip blood on the audience.
Uh-huh.
As they pass, you know.
I hope it comes off in the wash.
What does a ghost have to do with blood anyway? I don't get the
blood
angle.
It's
a
scary thing in the realm of the improbable and unfair that violates the laws of physics. The worst thing about the supernatural, as my father used to say, is that it is unfair. It does not follow the rules here that we're supposed to live under.
Ends meet with reality.
Well, if a miracle or something happens, then as soon as it's over, the world of physics and logic and atomic motion takes over again and integrate whatever is left into the fabric of this existence. Great to see the paddle boats on the Mississippi, but actually, we didn't go aboard, but, you know, seeing them, you get the idea.
Have you ever paddled a boat?
Sure. Long ago and far away. I took the oars. How recently? It's impossible to say. Words cannot contain the sadness.
Before you, right?
Thou shalt have no other gods before me. No one before this show begins?
Yeah, yeah.
That's right. So I get to come in and take my time testing, setting up, making sure all things are in apple pie order,
yeah.
A la mode. Actually, yes. They were, of course, not like the favorite from my childhood, Dog and Suds, which I think still exists somewhere in some parts of the country. Some remote rural areas, they're keeping Dog and Suds going. It tastes very much like A&W root beer, or it might be more properly said that A&W root beer tastes more like Dog and Suds' original recipe for root beer. You were served it in a giant glass mug, and you could even buy these mugs if you wanted. And if you wanted a kiddie root beer or a 5-cent root beer or something, they gave you a little tiny mug with a root beer in it. They served hot dogs with chopped onions and the relish, and they had their own unique taste that were pretty good. But mainly it was a root beer stand out in the country by the railroad tracks, by the foot of a radio station, whose huge antenna starkly sticking up was the only tall object to be seen for miles. Clouds moving behind it always made it look to us children as if it were about to fall over.
You remember the A&W root bear?
Was he a transitory mascot?
Yeah.
What would happen if the A&W Root Beer and the Hams Beer Bear got together? Not to mention Smokey the Bear.
Right. Well, they would be like, you know, passing a joint around. Smokey would be all, excuse me, you know, because he wasn't invited or whatever.
But even Smokey would know that a joint won't start a fire.
Yes. But he's more upset at the fact that he wasn't invited in on their little fatty party, you know. Like, oh, that Smokey, he's such a jerk. I know, right? And they're passing it back and forth. The Smokey appears and busts him, you know.
Hold it right there.
I'm taking you to the bear, or the bear,
With his ranger's hat and shovel and a pair of dungarees, you can find him in the forest, always sniffing up the breeze. People stop and pay attention when he tells them to beware, 'cause everybody knows that he's the fire prevention bear. Smokey the Bear, Smokey the Bear, a prowling and a growling and a sniffing the air. He can fight a forest fire before it starts to flame. That's why they call him Smokey, and that's how he got his name. If you've ever seen a forest when a fire is running wild, and you love the things within it like a mother loves her child, you can take a tip from Smokey that there's nothing like a tree, 'cause they're good for kids to climb on, they're beautiful to see. Smokey the Bear, Smokey the Bear, prowling and a growling and a sniffing the air. He can find a forest fire before it starts to flame. That's why they called him Smokey, and that's how he got his name.
As a child, I received the same indoctrination.
You felt on the Smokey song?
We were all encouraged to sing it.
Oh, wow, so you have muscle memory to boot.
Yeah. And we tried to sing it. Bless our little hearts, our little coerced... imposed upon will. On the other hand, what are you in school for but to learn things? Smokey the Bear is a goddamn good bear. I'll tell you one other thing about Smokey the Rushing Bear. That bear was real. And he got all burned up when he was a kid, when he climbed a tree. I remember reading this. Hey, don't go away, I'm talking to you.
Elvis also said if you would give a $10 delivery fee.
He was a singed bear cub, but his parents had allegedly told him, and how would anyone know? This is already part of the propaganda. When danger threatens, climb a tree. Remember that from Smokey the Bear? When danger threatens, climb a tree. Yeah, but what if they're setting the tree on fire? Anyway, when danger threatens, climb a tree. And so Smokey the Bear, as a cub, survived, and he was given the hat, and he was brought up. He became a mascot. He tells people to be careful, check their campfires. Only you can prevent forest fires.
Yeah.
As a result, according to some
critics, Smokey isn't held accountable to any forest fire.
The unnatural curtailment of ordinary brush fires has caused a crisis of potential major forest fires. If only they had done what the Native Americans used to do and allow small fires to burn, the big ones would not be able to gain the force that they now have on the additional dry underbrush. And that's the way we see it. What about you? You know, your opinions are of interest to us. So please write to us, care of this radio station.
Care.
How are you doing?
Me?
Yeah, Yeah, okay. Yeah.
You doing all right?
Yeah, I'm doing all right. Sure. Sure, I'm fine. I'm fine.
No ailments?
I'm right as rain. No ailments that are worth discussing.
Yeah. I mean, this isn't the ailment. That's Dr. Ailment.
Well, of course, that would be fatal to any enterprise. Because everyone wants to talk about his own ailments, but right. That's the least of what anybody else wants to hear.
Right. And you know what else? What sucks about my skin? Dot, dot, dot.
Well, you see, I've had women tell me about their digestive problems in a graphic detail. And epic stories they were sometimes, yeah. But still.
Not the vagina monologues.
No, not that specific anatomical location.
But it's like that's what the show is based on. Just what's wrong with it?
What's wrong?
You pay your ticket, and it's like, well, I'll tell you now that you've relaxed and back. For a show. You know, your cell phones are put away.
At you. At you. Oh, remember the robo medicine cabinet in THX 1138? You open it and it says, what's wrong?
Oh, yeah. What's wrong?
There was a voice of concern.
Yeah.
You know, there's going to be some quotation here that we're going to dispense.
Did the Jesus face have a quote or a...
No, that's a different thing.
Oh, yeah.
That's a religion cabinet.
Right. But I didn't know if there was like a ringtone for Jesus.
Got me a telephone call from Jesus. Got him on the line.
Was Teddy Bear.
Those were fun. Those incredibly stupid trucker songs.
Yeah, the little stories about the kids. Yep. Was it that the kid was waiting for dad to come home or something? Like that was like the story?
He's some differently abled kid in a wheelchair.
Right, right. Yeah.
And then all the big truckers came and parked right across the street.
Right, right. It was a convoy of love for old Teddy Bear.
A convoyance.
I still want to get a copy of that song.
Me to one.
The C.W. McCall convoy theme.
Yeah. Of course, there's some interesting variants probably worth collecting.
Yeah, I know. They're like fan films or something. It's like, yeah, let's do a convoy, but like it'll be us doing it, you know, kind of a thing. But it's been covered, you know, and pretty close to the drop point, you know, like it's they're like 70s covers, you know. It'd be like if they made different versions of The Streak or something. Or...
Nothing can convey the connivance of the extravagance of Convoy by C.W. McCall.
Yeah. And I guess there's one where it's like there's a sequel version to that song done by the same guy, but he's the convoy is on the Autobahn, you know, like in Germany. So it's like, you know, a convoy goes to Europe.
There's one where a trucker is shocked by hearing a gay person on the Citizens Band. I don't know if you ever heard that one.
Oh, yeah, maybe. sounds kind of familiar.
It too is funny. In retrospect, I mean, they make you laugh.
There's like a what, you know? But there's like the chorus is like
where
the name
did that
the
come from? It's so bizarre.
And that just proves you'll just about get anything on the CD band.
Yeah, it's out there. How strange the whole faddish nature of it.
I was just a little too young for that. I think if I was a couple years old, if I was born a couple years earlier, I probably would have really gotten into the trucker thing in the 70s, you know.
The future Trump voters of America.
I would have been into the Convoy movie and
Convoy.
I kind of like Dukes of Hazzard as a kid. That was a show that was on.
Better than the dupes of Biohazard.
Yes.
No, they wore their Basie Dukes and so forth. And they had the General Sherman.
General Kenobi.
A vehicle which violated and defied the local order and authority. One of them in real life turned out to be a conservative activist. One of the lads, the likely lads, in the Dukes of Hazzard. Then there was the rampaging Southern sheriff. So necessary in the scheme of things. So dispiriting to encounter in person. The tube, I was going to say.
Well, the YouTubes. I had my YouTubes tied.
YouTubers in your garden.
Yeah. Michael Lerner. He played a kind of a Roger Ebert. He played Mayor Ebert in the Godzilla movie in the late 90s.
Yes. I know the actor. You can't think of his name either. He was quite good in a number of things. Yeah, he played the mayor of New York.
Yeah, but it was like he had a Gene Siskel kind of partner with him. And
right.
Remember that whole thing?
Well, you mean like, in the movie?
Well, he was Mayor Ebert, but yes. He had a Siskel-ish kind of like side man.
That's funny.
Yeah.
They had impenetrable to
people. And it was just like, why do I even keep you around? Like, that's the line.
Right.
Why do I even keep you around? It's RogerEbert.com or whatever, you know.
Well, can't you find the cast list on the phone?
What do you need?
Barton Fink.
No, I did. I was looking at it.
Oh, well, then did it have the guy's name?
Michael Lerner plays Jack.
Michael Lerner, right. Okay, sure. There. That's good. And so he was also...
I want to put a stop to that rumor right now.
Godzilla movie made with...
Played a screaming CEO in another movie too. I forget. But like
screaming CEO.
He died on April 8th, 2023, in Burbank, California.
No, terrible. In the midst of life, we are in death.
He's in. Mr. Strange Invaders.
Oh, yes. What about the group of movies Strange Invaders, Strange Behavior, and so on?
He's in a shitload of stuff.
I think Ken Tobey was in at least one of those.
He's in the 1999 remake of The Mod Squad, or the movieification of a Mod Squad movie.
The Mod Squad.
Remember that? Claire Danes and Giovanni Ribisi.
School is where it's at, baby.
Yeah. He's in...
Ach, du lieber und Stoller.
He's in The Candidate, the Robert Redford movie.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Favorite Martian, the Disney movie.
You know, that had praiseworthy elements. You've heard me mention it before.
Yeah. Blank check.
What check?
Blank check.
Flight Check is like a tense suspense movie about...
No, it's about a kid who gets,
aircraft.
Like, he gets to go Richie Rich on the world, and he's like, I'm going to spend money, yay, you know. Kind of like, you know, like Macaulay Culkin Home Alone movies, where it's like, it's his... When he's in New York, he robs around on a credit card that isn't his.
So he goes to a war-torn, some desperate country.
No, you remember this? You ever seen this?
To flaunt his wealth. No, I'm just guessing. Never heard of it.
Yeah.
I thought Disney was supposed to stand for some sort of probity.
Yeah.
And not celebrate the exploits of the youthful criminals.
Yeah, it's like Poochie the dog, you know, but like, can we make him into an actual boy?
What a lovable rapscallion. Yes, I know. Well, hellish, awful. People are going to be in charge of us in the future.
Yeah. Either you're on Team Poochie or you're out of here, pal.
Poochie, Gucci, I don't follow these fashion icons, you understand? Enjoy a good Puccini opera.
Yeah. Oh, Puccini aria. There is no aria. See what happens when you just say it.
It was nice to see Ariella Morgenstern the other day.
Oh, she at Robin's thing?
Yes.
I never said hi to her. Said hi to John. I didn't.
How about John Law?
I greeted him. It was nice. I didn't last very long. I don't know. I think I left before he did. I left kind of early. But I bought a print, and I gave it to Sarah, and I think she likes it a lot, but I haven't. I just kind of did a little like, oh, just put it here for now.
Jenner's art show at Bender's Bar is worth visiting. They're really nice images. Did you?
It's the Tarot cards, right?
Yes, Tarot series.
Yeah, I like the wolf with the Venus flytraps coming out of it.
Good cartooning in all of it.
Are they black lit?
They're black. They're done on black with a lighter medium. And they're very striking. While I was there, she sold one, The Lovers. But the whole show will be up for 2 months.
Yeah.
It's on 800 South Van Ness,
the
corner of 19th and South Van Ness.
Right there in the corner. When that building, was that building ever painted red?
Bring home the butternut bread. No, that building too was once painted red.
Okay, but what was it when it was that color?
I don't know what the commercial enterprise was. It wasn't a civic building.
Yeah. I was thinking once upon a time.
Did it have anything to do with the fire station, that fire district?
Oh, geez, I don't know.
Man, you wouldn't want one of those. A fire
that's like 2 blocks away, maybe. Or so I've heard.
I believe you. And
that's
now,
why I'm going to go down Jerry Garcia Street.
Oh, yeah? Really?
We just got a street name.
Never thought.
There's a Jerry Garcia Street in San Francisco now.
Jerry Garcia Street in San Francisco, California. Yes, sirree. That's what we got in our civilized socialist republic.
Yeah, so you get in your little bear outfits and you do like a little Abbey Road thing where you walk across the street and then
the bear necessities.
Take a little picture there.
We must learn to bear the unbearable.
A&W Root Bear
has the frosty mug taste. Yes, indeed, folks. As if you quaffed it right out of a frosted glass mug, that's what your A&W Root Beer tastes like to you.
Is there a polar bear mascot for like a...
For Coca-Cola.
Well, yeah, there's that. I was thinking of like...
You saw the Coca-Cola commercial I did, right? That bear makes an appearance.
I don't know.
The animated Coca-Cola commercial?
Right, when they're up in the North Pole, they're having Cokes.
No, it's...
As a bear family.
It's something that I did at Colossal Pictures, and it's a 30-second spot, which is, of course, actually 28 seconds in length. An animation where they animated my drawings, all to advertise the wonderful beverage Coca-Cola. I can send it to you.
Oh, that'd be neat, yeah. And this is when? Like, middle
age? It was in the 90s.
Oh, 90s, yeah.
For Colossal Pictures.
Colossal, wow. Cool.
So you see that damn bear in there. But you see lots of little characters that I drew with a pen and ink, only they're hopping and jumping.
Yeah.
They're doing things round the clock, see, and we're looking at a giant clock, which is actually a wristwatch. I don't follow this at all. Lying on a table as the camera zooms in and the loud ticking of the watch is heard. And as the hand sweeps around the watch, the little characters do all their things like water ski and so forth, toss pizzas, to show that Coca-Cola should be drunk at every hour of the day, once every hour, if possible.
Yeah. There's not a spot on the dial that doesn't have the Coke logo on it.
You know, I'll tell you, I forgot I ever did that. And then I remembered it for some reason, and I... After the Ask Dr. Hal Show monthly thing in the chat room, I mentioned it, and some guy who was there burrowed into his computer and fished it out and sent it to me, and that's how I actually have a copy of it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It was kind of, you know, well, Robin was arguing for me to... like an AI prompting guy.
No, well, of course, like, what I'm talking about was
your
pre-digital.
Prompts would be, like, amazing or whatever, right? And,
no, this was all done with film and...
Yeah, I know. That's the thing. I'm thinking it's like it's...
But they were a professional animation house. They really could do it. You know,
yeah.
They were a hot property at the time. I worked for them for about 2 weeks to make the commercial.
Right. Oh, cool. Yeah. So they didn't. It wasn't just a matter of them just taking your style and just reproducing it or whatever.
I did what they wanted, which was to create these characters and. My suggestions for how they should be animated were taken.
Cool. Yeah, I didn't know if it was just like a... Oh, sorry, this is...
No, I shouldn't be talking this up so much, but I think it would amuse you, so I will remember to send it to you. I do have...
as your email address, right?
I'm sure you do.
Yes.
I get couples sometimes. But were you saying that you couldn't reach me at one point? Or
it seems like when I tried to send you something, it mailer demon said that I couldn't send it.
Huh. Well, maybe it could be a...
momentary glitch.
Well, you could, like, put it, like, in a chat that we're reading or something. Like, you know, the Relodio chat room or something. It could be, like, a URL.
So, you're hearing it, folks, that there's no Relodio tomorrow. The show is on hiatus. And
we're not going to just come in here and do a show in the middle of the night, you know, tomorrow. We're not going to just come here tomorrow and do a show.
You mean use the secret pass key, passcode, tiptoe in and to power up? And
if anybody's here, we kick them out, that kind of a thing. You know, we have to, it has to be a resolute, we're all in it for the...
Right. One for all and all for one. For Revolutionary Radio.
Sometimes taking a week off is perfectly fine and normal. You know. But we'll be back on August 16th, the day Elvis died.
No, that's the day before the next episode of the Ask Dr. Hal Show, the home edition, which will be on Sunday at 6 o'clock Pacific time on the 17th.
Yeah.
This will not be so much of an interactive show as a highly edited recap of recent material.
So a clip
newly
reel, basically.
Re-edited, yes, with added stuff of the link with Prague, which occurred on X Day between the Ask Dr. Hal Show and the European Subgenius Groups.
So this is more like a record release.
You know, I haven't even seen it, so I don't know what they are putting it together.
Like you get, like a greatest hits package, but then, like, because there's this material that isn't anywhere else, we'll put it on the greatest hits.
One can't help but wonder, who is this entertaining? You know? I know.
Why doesn't somebody do something?
No, some people do find it entertaining, but it's certainly a roundabout thing. Never going to gain a million followers.
Yeah. Well, not unless...
But who needs them anyway?
You get a Zendaya to do a guest spot, you know.
Something, yes, there's that.
Something crazy and young, you know. You get a crazy young thing going.
Well, I'm happy to be working with extremely talented younger cartoonists who have been inspirational to me.
You think they'll come to Relodio ever?
You think they'll what, did you say?
You think they'll come to Relodio ever?
They would like to do it. They would have, but it was canceled.
Yeah.
Perhaps next time. Well, Doug seemed like he wasn't too happy with the idea.
Oh, he wasn't. Oh, the idea bug.
Well, I remember he didn't seem to like it, but, you know, that's it. Just a...
How to facilitate more than one extra person.
They're not disruptive and loud.
No, I know. I know they wouldn't be, but it would be a thing where, like all they could do is just sit on the couch and hopefully be mic'd.
Yes, that's
true. You know
what
I mean? It was just like a thing about, like, oh, well, we'll get a mic over there somehow. But, but it's a thing where, like, there's only one pair of earphones. Like, there's only one extra pair of earphones. So it would be a thing where, I guess, I don't know. I'm just doing the math of what's available right now. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So, but there isn't a, I haven't hooked a mic up to the couch yet. But it would be easy to do that, you know. It's not a big deal.
The need for it is not imminent.
Yeah.
But we shall see.
more and more entangled with Burning Man as it gets closer.
Oh, yeah.
Irrevocably.
It's like an oncoming train. You see it from a mile away.
See how it all works out.
I'll have the grits.
Oh, yeah?
Or hominy. Is it grits or hominy?
Hominy and grits. God made man and man made meat. Good hog and hominy is hard to beat.
Comes the thumb.
You sit on your porch in shade from the scorch.
In the land of the
need for a torch.
Blank check. That must be a hoot. In a nutshell.
This Disney thing has just sprung out of nowhere, it would seem, to one who was clearly not in the picture, such as myself.
I don't know. I was looking for Michael Lerner movies, and then I... Blank check is just where the car crashed right into the tree. It's like, whee! This is a fun little ride. Blam. Oh, he's in the...
What did you think of that Godzilla movie that he was in?
It was, you know, it was pretty goofy, but, you know, I didn't have a problem with it.
It was a kaiju movie. That creature was not Godzilla.
It was the follow-up to Independence Day, right? For Roland Emmerich.
It had a vigorous advertising campaign with billboard saturation. Do you remember those billboards?
Well, I remember size does matter, and it was like huge.
His nose is as long as this sign.
Because, you know, like Spielberg with his Lost World, it's like, yeah, the T-Rex doesn't, he's like barely a... He's like him in a gas station, you know? Like, he's the size of a... Or the height of a gas station sign. But Godzilla, whoa, hold on. He's a bigger than a whole New York skyscraper, you know?
Yeah. Yes, in the realm of the improbably big monsters. Especially the Monarch series.
Right. Which does a fair bit of teasing, but, you know. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I guess you get to see Kurt Russell's son playing Kurt Russell's character in a double timeline. Because they keep coming back, you know, they keep having rewinds, flashbacks.
it sounds like an uprising next door, like they're planning to attack or something, like that, yeah. Something of that nature.
This is like the drums of the orcs, you know, you hear them coming.
Otto the Orkin Man. When termites come crawling, I'm sure to come calling. I'm Otto the Orkin.
So what if the Culligan Man came over and they had a fight?
And that has to do with soft water and hard water, doesn't it? Or dishwater, or dishwasher?
Hey, Culligan Man.
Hey, Culligan Man. But then there was the lonely dishwasher repairman who never had to repair the dishwasher.
Oh, the Maytag repairman.
Yes, yeah, right.
And he always had his face slumped in his hands because he was like,
useless because no one needed his services.
False alarm, Maytag guy. He's all ready to service.
I don't care if you did come here on the Mayflower. Poor Maytag repairman. Mr. Maytag is like Maydig, but Maytag will certainly do for the purposes of that commercial announcement.
Never have a Calgon Man. Like instead of we need more Calgon, they would call for Calgon Man.
Calgon, as in Calgonite, the special dishwasher.
Calgonite.
Dino Boys. Poisonous material that he can't come near. Calgonite.
Yeah. But don't you want spring fresh clothing?
No, keep it away from me.
Yeah. It's like that whole, like, give your dog a bath thing. It's like the bath is the worst thing ever.
Or Dino, or as some call him, Dino. The little rascal through a series of memorable adventures. His trip to Mars. First experience of using heroin. His marriage and its disastrous failure. In The Bride of Dino Boy, if you ever read that one.
Not me.
Yeah, well, Dino Boy, who remembers him anymore?
Was there a kind of a chimp scientist connected with that in any way?
No, he's like a... got this boy head on a dinosaur body, but he's got trunks and a superhero cape.
Dino Boy. Is he one of yours?
Paul and I used to contribute to making his adventures together. I can send you some of those if you would like to read them.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you know what I was looking for, actually, was Nixon Land.
Nixon? Oh, you mean Dickieland.
Was it Dickieland or Nixon Land?
Yeah, it's called Dickieland.
Oh, Dickieland. Okay, I got it wrong. But that was like a six-part comic or a six-part...
Yeah, but one of those panels is missing. Don and Tracy have all of the pages except for that one in their basement.
Okay.
And I know where the other one is. It was bought by an artist in Tucson. So what they need, what they should have, is a facsimile, which would be easy enough to produce, that they could add to that group. But the logistics become complicated. Bob Callahan was the author of the story, which can be found within the larger stories at the Dark Hotel, the salon.com spot. And
this just story, like Ray Charles,
is actually drawn and on pieces of paper, not digital, and so they actually exist. Anyway, I do have all of them except for one group, though I have a perfect facsimile. That one group I sold at my art show in New York. In fact, it was the only thing I sold at that art show. So there you are. Spain drew the first and last panel, and I don't have those, but I have everything that I drew in the story.
Serves horchata milkshakes.
Oh, yeah?
On Valencia Street.
During the day, I assume.
Yeah, and it's got like a neon hamburger as the sign in the window.
So what's a horchata milkshake? They add ice cream to horchata?
Yeah, it's like horchata, and it's like an horchata ice cream, I presume, but it's like the whipped cream is real nice, and they put like liquor in it if you want it to be liquorified. Liquor of wedated.
The nectar and ambrosia of the gods of Olympus.
And it's not bad. I haven't availed myself to the Whizburger banana shake in a while. But
I walked by there just the other day, and I was en route to somewhere else, but I could have ordered something. They were open. There was one guy sitting there at the table eating the thing. They've got teriyaki chicken. They've got some interesting variations of hamburgers or hot dogs and that sort of thing.
Like teriyaki chicken sandwich? Is that what you...
I believe that was advertised in their menu, visible when you stand next to the glass.
That goes with banana. Looks like it's a comfortable pairing, you know. Parents, Worcestershire sauce.
Yum. A delicious substance. I also like A1 sauce. Yeah. And red barbecue sauce type things.
Hey, I think they're done next door.
Really? They're done for, eh?
Yeah.
Well, one could have predicted that.
They packed up their thumpers, but they're still...
All that hooting and hollering. They holler and whoop when they see my zoot suit.
Yes, great guidance.
Well, I am intending to close this here vehicle down at the hour of 2 a.m.
It's really spooky. It's like the Overlook after dark. It's like, it's not just room 237 that's weird. They're all weird. This hotel, it's kind of weird.
In an uncompromisingly weird world,
few dare to acknowledge.
Was EC a weird world?
Of
was weird world in EC?
Weirditude. Show live on radio ends its Bobcast day on Listener Confounded Radio, Valencia.fm. Let us pause in tranquility at the end of our day as we view this grainy 16mm film of ducks bobbing on a pond, very underexposed. And what is it all about anyway? To remind us in some way of the transitory nature of memory and life itself, of purpose or purposelessness, and meaning or meaninglessness. Listening to the Ask Dr. Hal Show live on radio, and we would like to thank our special guests tonight, K-Rob and Kimmy John, both of whom we hope at a different iteration may return. So on behalf of the Ask Dr. Hal Show, live on radio, and all its friends and followers, please watch our special on the 17th of August at 6 p.m. Pacific Time. And good night. Good morning.